95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station.
It's Friday!
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
I'd literally just forgotten for a second there, and then just as you started rambling and saying all the exciting things that we say, I remembered, it's Friday, man.
It is Friday.
Yes. Awesome. I'm not going to come back for like a week either. I'm out of here, man.
Sligo's going on vacation.
I'm out.
So,
see you.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to take your calls on vacation disasters. Everything that can go wrong.
Just like before my colonoscopy, everybody call up and say horrible things.
It's helpful.
It is. It's very helpful.
So that you know
bastard.
What to look for.
It's keep my eyes open.
It's because I care.
Yeah, I know that. I know
one
that's
American
very,
dollar.
Yeah, oh, cool. Uh-oh.
On the show today.
Oh, man, I need another dollar for my vacation.
The Street Shark. Land Shark.
Dun.
And Bruce Springsteen is releasing an album of covers.
He is? I hadn't heard that.
That's so weird.
That is weird. Good for him.
We will discuss that coming up on 95.5 KLOS. When you think of great cover songs, the first name that comes to your mind is?
Johnny Cash Hurt. Love it. Love that. I love what he did with it. I love everything about that particular cover.
That's correct. Bruce Springsteen.
I meant Bruce Springsteen and all his famous covers.
Bruce Springsteen is releasing soul covers, an album.
Soul covers. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
What
all
a,
right.
I what a I didn't know this was what?
I'm not very what's the word?
Convinced.
Oh, sure, convinced.
Oh, sure.
On that particular subject.
Bruce,
you talking to me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Springsteen. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I just thought an Heineken hotline thing. I was waiting for that.
Dude knows everything, man. He is the boss, man. He's got that down.
I listen to you guys all the time. You guys are great. I love everything over there at KLOS.
Sweet.
Tell us about doing this new album of soul covers.
Yeah, I'm doing it now. I'm a soul covers.
Wow.
Right. How did you decide? Why did you decide to do that?
Because I love soul music. You know, I'm most known for, you know, rock and roll and stuff, but I like all different kinds of music, and I thought it'd be fun to do an album of covers, so I did this one. It's called Only the Strong Survive, and it's a great, great album. I love doing it so much, I'm working on a second album of covers now.
Already? Wow.
Wow.
The first one doesn't come out till November 11th.
I know, but I have a lot of time on my hands.
Okay.
Because I'm not that relevant anymore.
Okay. All right, so you're working on a second one.
Yeah, I want to run a couple ideas past you guys.
Great.
I know you guys have your fingers on the pulse.
We sure do.
Yeah, fingers somewhere, yeah, for sure.
Of what the kids love.
Right.
So maybe I'd run it past you.
Okay.
This first one's a protest song.
All right.
About someone who was in prison for way too long.
All right.
And now just got out, and so I want to celebrate the release of this great American. Goes like this. Oops, I did it again. I play with your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby.
I didn't know that was a protest song. I had no idea.
I didn't think
Free
it was.
Britney.
Free Britney. Oh, got ya.
But
oh.
I think Britney's been freed.
Yeah, that's true.
That was a thing a year ago.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, give us some
any luck, she'll be back in prison or something, wherever she was.
Wherever she was. Okay. What else
also,
you got?
Also, you know, I'm from Jersey. I don't know if you know I'm from New Jersey.
No,
you know,
I haven't heard that.
About
no.
that much.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I'm a man of the streets, and so I'm trying to get back to the streets, and so I thought this one would be good for that.
All right.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuffed.
Please tell me you're going to do that live, Bruce Springsteen. I really would love to see that happen.
Four thumbs up from us.
Yes, at least.
All right, I'm going to put that's making the album.
All right, good.
Also, you know, like I mentioned, I'm not maybe as relevant as I used to be, and that's okay, but I like to appeal to the young folks out there too.
Sure.
So
oh, no.
I'm gonna put this one on just for the young folks.
All right.
Baby shark doo 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 baby shark doo 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 baby shark doo 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 baby shark.
No, I don't know.
I'm a shark doo doo.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yo.
I don't know if you saw the video of the shark in the backyard of somebody in Florida.
Oh, after the hurricane?
Yeah, it looked like it was a street or out in his backyard or something after the hurricane.
Yeah.
It was seen 12 million times on Twitter in one day. And a bunch of people were saying, oh, it's like Sharknado. And I'd say, no, the special effects are better in this.
Yeah, Bruce was out on the loose.
Dominic Camerata, a local real estate developer, is the guy who put the clip up.
Okay.
And he shot it of his neighbor's yard.
Right.
So no one really ever got close enough to see exactly what it was. Was it a big
like
fish?
A thrashing around with a little fin like you'd have on a shark. Yeah.
It did, sure.
Yeah, but these have surfaced before and turned to surfaced, if you will. Turned out to be suspect.
Experts were divided over whether the clip showed a shark or just another large fish.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's a pretty impressive fish.
Yeah.
George Burgess, the former director of the Florida Museum of Natural History Shark Program, who contacted him, said in an email that it, quote, appears to be a juvenile shark.
Oh.
But.
Yeah.
Dr. Neil Hammerschlag.
Stop it.
The director of the University of Miami.
Is he on the phone right now? Is his name Ralph by any chance?
Nope. His name is Neil Hammerschlag.
Stop it.
He's the director of the University of Miami Shark Conservation Program.
Uh-huh.
He wrote,
yeah,
it's pretty hard to tell. So
well,
thanks
helpful.
For weighing in on that.
We need
to have a dance-off between those
that's
two
like
guys.
That's like people who answer, like, you know, like on social media, they'll say, does anybody know whatever? And they'll someone will just say, no.
Right.
Like, why do you need to text anything? Shut up.
I'm not positive why they needed to go to any experts for this, because you can just see it yourself.
Right.
I just put it on Twitter,
yeah,
at the Kevin Ryder.
Yeah.
You can see it everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just make up your own mind.
Yeah, it's eating a girl. So, you know, it was like at the beginning of the movie. It's very similar. You can see her being eaten.
I didn't see that part.
Oh, you didn't watch the whole thing. Oh, yeah, check it out.
Oh, okay.
Really
hold
carefully,
on.
Yeah, check out the whole thing. Where is it? You can find it where?
At the Kevin Ryder. R-Y-D-E-R. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's true.
Sluggo's going on vacation.
Yeah!
So next hour, we're going to take your calls on vacation disasters.
Bastard!
Just so he can keep a heads up, you know.
You're so thoughtful. You really want to put those positive thoughts in my
right.
mind of how to deal with the horrible
yes,
things that will most likely happen.
Thank you for understanding. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you to listener Raul for sending us our new theme song.
I need dollar, that's what I need.
Hey.
Ha, Raul, you rule, dude. We need to hire him. Play that again.
I need dollar, that's what I need.
That is awesome. So we're going to play the one American dollar.
One American dollar.
I'm going to get a dollar out of you today.
We're going to see, because I'm making it a little tough, because it's sort of easy, I think.
Okay, all right.
So you get six guesses to get four right.
Wow, I got to get 4 out of 10 right.
Four out of nine.
4 out of 9.
I don't know why. There's only a top
nine.
There's
only 9.
I don't understand
well,
it
bizarre.
Either.
What's the subject?
top 9 Halloween costumes of all time.
Oh, Halloween costume. That's
yes.
my favorite time of the year, the
yes.
most important time of the year.
I figured we could jump the gun a little bit on September
sure.
30th
yeah.
since everybody's already.
Well, you know, when family
in
gets together,
Halloween mood.
Has some candy corn. That's your favorite.
Ugh.
I'm certainly not stalling trying to think of. I guess I'm going to have to say Batman.
Top 9
to
Halloween costumes.
Is Batman one
of them?
One of them
is Batman?
Yeah. Yay!
That is correct.
I mean, you know, Ralph would be pretty pissed if that.
And by the way, you just for current and for grown-ups,
yeah.
you just put sexy in front of it.
All right.
In front of whatever it is. So sexy Batman.
Okay, sexy nurse.
Woo! Nurse is correct.
That would be I think her name was Dina on Superstore. No, wait, she was a cop, sexy cop. Sexy or a cop? Sexy
are you
cop.
Guessing cop?
Yes.
All
sexy
right.
Cop.
Oh, you were going quite
Dina
well right until you went into Superstore chunk. All right. Top 9 Halloween costumes of all time.
I have not gone as any of these. I guess ghost, you know, like with a sheet over your head. That's got to be one.
Okay.
As it were. Not
so that's
you're from
four
the
guesses
south.
And you got 3 correct.
Three, 4, okay.
So
how
you
many do
two
I have
more
to get?
Guesses to get one more.
Oh,
two
sweet.
Guesses to get
sweet.
One.
Sweet. I guess I would say the mummy. I usually see people shuffling down the street as the mummy. Oh, no. That's not good.
All right. You got one guess to get one right.
Dracula.
I mean, yeah, vampire?
Yeah. That's yeah!
Dollar, that's what I need.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Matt Pinfield is here. I love that dude.
We're going to
chat with him in a matter of moments. You were there Tuesday night, and yes, he was there hanging out.
Good times.
At the Taylor Hawkins tribute. And we're going to talk to him about that and what he's got coming up on Sunday night. And some of the bands that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
For example, James Gang.
Oh, yeah. They played like three songs.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Funk number 49. They weren't able to do number 32, so it only doesn't count.
Matt.
Hey.
Guys, I'm ready for the weekend. And I just want to tell you, it's good to see you again because got to hang out with you guys on Wednesday on the show for a little bit, which was so cool, right after the Taylor Hawkins concert.
I really want to talk to you about that, because you're going to be talking about on Sunday the show, the Taylor Hawkins tribute show, right? This Sunday night.
Yes, this Sunday. And then I also have Todd Rundgren as my guest, who's playing tonight at the Saban Theater with the great Adrian Belew, you know, from King Crimson, played with David Bowie. They're doing celebrating David Bowie's music. They're doing a special show of all Bowie songs tonight at the Saban here in Beverly Hills.
Is Kesha going to be there?
Oh, I hope not. Listen, you know, that was the thing. Kevin wants to wind me up, and Kevin's right.
I was winding you up, but I agree with you.
I mean, you know,
it was
look,
a disaster.
It was just tough, man. It turned into a Janet Jackson movie where she was bringing up her breasts falling out, and she was just not. Look, I'm an alcoholic. I know. I'm not saying she is, but she was definitely intoxicated that night. In my view, it, you know, from one person looking at another, and I don't, no disrespect meant, but it was not a good version of Heroes. And if you're going to do Heroes, do it like you got to do it with some feeling and emotion.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you got to do it with conviction.
Do that. Also, I would say that was a misstep by Dave. If you're going to do that.
Well, maybe he didn't expect
to not be Kesha.
I don't know. Like maybe in rehearsal it was better. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to look at the good side of it.
Who knows?
Matt, I know you're going to talk about all the good stuff that happened at the Taylor Hawkins tribute on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. But tell us about this movie you've got coming out, DOA.
Well, you know, I am
with John Doe from X.
Yeah, John Doe from X. I'm in the movie with him where I play a police captain. It's a remake of a 1940s movie called DOA. Now it was remade once in the 80s. That version was okay. The original's great.
But this is a friend of ours.
He's a friend of ours, Kurt St. Thomas, who's a great friend of ours, directed it. So I get to be in this film. For me, it was great. I'm like, I'm in a movie with John Doe from X, L.A. legend, L.A. punk legend. And you know, literally be across from him. The film will keep coming back between me and him, kind of telling the story. And I'm the police captain in there. It was shot a few years back. I mean, you know, COVID slowed up everything, but I'm really excited about that coming out.
So DOA coming out soon. Keep an eye out for that.
And
Matt Pinfield. But then also, what was this other movie you
were doing? Well, you know what? The famous movie, and a lot of people, there were some tickets given away here, the Anvil movie, Story of Anvil.
Right.
And that premiere that they had here in town. Now, it's a movie that literally changed the way they voted on documentaries for the Oscars.
Wow.
And that's why Searching for Sugarman and 40 Feet from Stardom, or all like, you know, the next couple of years, one, things have changed a bit. They've re-released the film, the Anvil movie, which is like Spinal Tap, but it's real. I mean, that's the amazing thing about it.
So that's Anvil and DOA, movies out now with Matt Pinfield.
Yeah, and Anvil just was playing at the Grove and somewhere in Glendale for a limited run. And now it'll be streaming soon, which is really cool.
Tell us about Sunday night. What do you got coming up Sunday
night? You know, Sunday night, I'm really excited about it because it's kind of it's a dual thing happening because Todd Rundgren, who's playing tonight at Saban, we talked to him about some of the great productions he's done, like Grant Funk's We're an American Band, and we also talked to him about some his relationship with Bowie, and since he's doing that tribute tonight. But we also go through a lot of the covers and cool things that were done at the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert.
Nice. Okay.
And good. One thing we have is an unreleased Taylor Hawkins cover of Something Without You, the Level 42 song that they did.
They did it Tuesday night.
Yeah. And, you know, Mark King got up there from Level 42. Well, Taylor, it's one of the last things he recorded with NHC. We're going to world premiere it that night.
Oh, sweet. Sunday
night. Which is great. Sunday night at 8 o'clock. So if you want to hear one of Taylor's last ever recordings besides the stuff he did on the Ozzy Osbourne record, it was a labor of love for Taylor.
Very cool.
We're gonna debut that on the show.
Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Matt Pinfield here on KLOS. Dude, thanks for stopping by, man.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, man.
Wilhelm Eitel, his latest Cage. He just had a long chat, apparently, with a Daily Telegraph. I haven't read it yet, but it goes in very in-depth, I guess, into his entire career and lots of stuff about Billy Eitel. So if you've wanted to read more about him. I should go do that right now.
You should check that out.
Yeah, I'm going to go do that. I'll see you later. No, come on. I'll see you in a bit.
A little bit later this hour, we're going to do Halloween Horror Nights.
That's
but not right.
right
now.
Nope, not this second.
Right now, we're going to talk about Sluggo going on vacation.
Yeah! Woo! See you suckers later. I'm out.
Going on vacation next week. He's going to Hawaii.
Yep.
And I'd just like to encourage you to be prepared for anything that might come up so that in your preparedness, you will conquer and win.
And most people pound you on the back and go, I'm so happy for you. Have a great vacation. I hope everything goes well. Kevin's like, I don't know what could go wrong.
So we're looking for vacation disasters at 818-955-KLOS. You wanted to go on a vacation?
Are we related? Because this is the kind of thing my family would do.
Yeah. I think we are someplace.
Hey,
in the
you know,
past.
I heard this most horrible thing happened to someone who went to
Hawaii. Vacation disasters is what we're looking for.
Yes,
so,
please.
For example, an amputation by a taxi cab in New York City.
I can totally see how
a
that would happen.
A person on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
A cab ran up on the sidewalk and took out the leg.
Well, fortunately, there's not too many cabs. It's not quite as busy in Hawaii.
Right, but there's another one here where a woman who was trying to get the exact right shot from a cliff.
Uh-huh, right, sure, which you might do there.
Fell and died.
Oh, sure, okay.
So that happened.
Wait, did you consider that a disaster? Maybe people didn't like her
and
the family.
I don't know, maybe she wasn't
liked.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that one's up for grabs.
So I could be in trouble for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
And for sure you're taking a ship, though, right? You're not getting on an airplane because...
No. Okay, yeah,
because
why?
Airfare, I don't know if you've seen the fares and on-time record and the
that.
Late flights.
Dude,
and
I'm not
going to
be back for like
flights.
3 weeks, man. And
you're
what a shame
gonna
that'll
go,
be.
Is my point.
Shut up!
You're not going to go.
Listen to this guy. Can you
when
believe
you're
this
back
guy?
On Monday and you're like,
Monday.
Hi, it's, hi, I'm here. My plane's flight was canceled.
And die.
Didn't get
die,
to go
my darling.
To Hawaii.
You know what I'm really afraid of, though, because it is Hawaii? Land shark.
That's true.
You know what
you
I'm
do
saying?
Have to be afraid of
I
that.
Do. I
no,
do.
But seriously. Vacation disasters.
No, but seriously.
818-955-KLOS. You had a great plan. What went wrong? 818-955-KLOS. It's like I was going on vacation
next
weekend.
On Monday, when you're in here slaving over this hot microphone,
where
I'm
going to
send you some pictures from Maui, from the beach, from
you'll
the
you'll send
ocean.
Me some pictures from LAX because you're waiting for the next flight that's going to still try to go to Hawaii.
There's my shoeless foot at LAX.
We are looking for
kicking back.
Vacation disasters. You have one?
Tell them do not eat the moonfish.
Moonfish?
Do
what's
not
that?
Eat the moonfish. What is that, first of all?
It's a fish that's out in Hawaii, and it's basically a laxative. You will your brains out if you eat moonfish.
Moonfish, okay.
So stay
do
away
they have
from
it
that.
In like the fast food places? Because, you know, Hawaii has weird stuff.
No.
No?
We
okay.
went to Bubba Gump's, and the guy there said, hey, we got a fresh catch of the day. It's moonfish. Would you like to try it? We're overlooking the water. It's a great thing. Yeah, sure. We'll try it.
All right. But question. Are you the only one that had that reaction to it, or does everybody that eat it have that reaction to it?
Everyone that eats it. The Hawaiians know it's a laxative.
Okay, all right.
Me and my brother-in-law had it, and let me tell you, good thing there were two bathrooms in the condo.
Oh, man.
All right. No moonfish. Thank you, man.
That's an
that
actual
is good
tip.
To know. Because I am planning on a lot of fish.
I wasn't looking for actual tips.
You mean you really weren't trying to help?
I was looking for vacation disasters.
I'm a little shocked.
Just so that you're prepared.
Well, yeah. Hi, KLOS.
So I decided to take Amtrak from L.A. to Fort Lauderdale to Columbus through the Rockies and back.
Sounds awesome, yeah.
I got off. We were in Vegas for a 45-minute stop. I said, oh, I'll just hit the slots, and the train left me.
Damn it.
All my luggage.
Oh.
And had, like, photos, the original photos back in the day when it was just photos and not digital,
right.
And took my stash.
Oh, that's the worst.
That may have been a blessing because when I got to Chicago, I tried to chase it down with Greyhound. I never caught the train. And when I got to Chicago, the DEA stopped me. All I had in my hand was a paper bag with a submarine sandwich in it. And they said, can we search your belongings? And by then I was over it. And I said, are you kidding me?
Lucky you. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
But, you know, whatever.
Well, so there again, another yeah,
positive.
Exactly.
Sure.
Dude, thank you very much.
Chase your plane to Hawaii with a bus? 818-955-KLOS.
I mean, it's starting to look pretty good for me.
Vacation
I think it's going to be a good vacation. Yeah, there's your problem. You're really drunk at the time. You know, we went up to Yosemite, and I didn't know this, but when you're at the higher altitudes, I guess this is probably a problem in Denver.
Yeah.
And you drink like
yes.
you usually drink.
And you get much drunker.
Wow! Wow.
Yeah, really.
You're so sick.
It exaggerates it greatly.
Yeah, we were in Yosemite. It's like the most beautiful place in the world. Sick out of our minds.
Yeah, it's not
like,
great.
Oh my God, that sucked.
Sluggo's going on vacation next week, so we're taking your vacation disaster stories. KLOS, hello.
A friend of mine was a skipper of a fishing boat that was out of San Pedro Harbor. He invited me to go once, and I decided to go, and on my way out there, I hit, we're calling, got a burrito supreme, and we get on the boat halfway out to Catalina. Here I am, I'm puking at the side of the boat all night long, and the next day, I was kind of lightheaded up at the top deck, and all of a sudden, I hear people going, dolphins, dolphins, and so I get up really quick to go get my camera, and the boat was rocking from the waves, and me being lightheaded in the sun, I fell down to the bottom floor and landed down in the galley.
Oh my God. Wow.
Did you break anything?
Yeah, I hurt my hips and I got a concussion.
Oh my God.
All right, so you're saying if I get on a boat, I shouldn't eat any Mexican food first, and also if there are dolphins, don't go running.
You got
Those
it.
Those are some good tips. Thank you.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are going to do our All Request Fest.
Friday party, man.
Between 5 and 7 o'clock, we play All Requests every Friday, 818-955 KLOS.
And it's all thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. Thank you, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Thank you.
And so the All Request Fest begins, 818-955 KLOS. What do you want to hear as you tell the boss man?
Take this job and shove it.
I like big butts. And I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuffed.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'm off All Request Fest.
Yes, what do you got?
It's an oldie but a goodie, Rocky Raccoon.
I think we can do that. We can probably do that. Who are you?
Taylor from Covina.
Taylor, I thank thee for calling, and don't forget Sunday morning with Chris Carter, or there'll be repercussions.
Absolutely.
All right, listen. It's not a song we always play, but for the Gorillaz, for Carl and Hawthorne.
Well done, Carl. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. What's going to get your weekend started, even if it's weird? 818-955-KLOS. Let us know. All Request Fest, KLOS. That is for Larry, who is listening online, KLOS.com, who says he's got some Buffalo Wild Wings for us. I think he's lying. You gotta show up, Larry. You got 20 minutes.
Well, let's see it.
Yeah.
We'll believe it when we see it.
Yeah, when we eat it, when it's inside of us.
Right. Foo Fighters on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station.
I can't think of who it was. Someone was saying that Kesha was the only part of the show that maybe Dave screwed up on the Taylor Hawkins tribute. Somebody. Who was that was saying? I don't know.
I don't remember who was saying.
I don't either. No. Yeah, but I do know that Matt Pinfield's going to recap the whole damn thing on Sunday night, starting at 8 o'clock. And we have a request for this next one.
Well, Marin, who was there at the Taylor Hawkins tribute, saw Sebastian Bach come out with Geezer Butler and Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, Supernaut.
It was crazy. They did Supernaut and wanted to hear a little bit of early Skid Row.
Youth Gone Wild? Marin?
95.5 KLOS.
You got it! Woo!
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do our All Request Fest on KLOS. Hello!
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo. How you guys doing?
We are great. Thank you. You got something to request?
How about cover of the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, we can do that.
That would be great.
Who's this?
Sorry, what'd you say? What?
Who's this?
Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome. Who's this?
All right.
All right, bye now.
Bye.
The official request was anything from Ozzy, so I thought the new patient number 9 would be a nice way to get your weekend started.
It is our All Request Fest. You can call us at 818-955-KLOS or on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo.
And if you happen to have a spare computer, that would be helpful because ours has just had a meltdown.
We're not having computer problems. Maybe you are.
I didn't spill a beer into the board, that's for sure.
You ever think about that?
And the All Request Fest is happening thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. The All Request Fest is brought to you by them, and that's why we have so much of it in the studio.
Try their big dogs during their happy hour.
Do it right now during their happy hour from 3 to 6. So the food and drink specials at the Buffalo Wild Wings. And tell them Sluggo and Kevin
Don't
sent
tell them that. It won't help.
Someone named Renee, not the person you've been texting recently, called and asked for this. Wanted to dedicate it to Lindsay's mom.
Lindsay's mom?
Do you have any idea what that means?
Nope.
I think I know, but I'm not completely sure. Freak, geek. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going this afternoon, Kevin and Sluggo?
Good.
Going great, thank you.
Hey, how about some Rob Halford?
We were talking earlier this week about covers, and that is one of our favorites of all time.
Yeah, that was actually, didn't I win a dollar or something to do with?
No.
Somehow that came up,
no,
covers
I don't think so.
Or something.
No,
I don't think... talked to someone who sounded like Bruce Springsteen earlier today. Was that really Bruce Springsteen? Couldn't have been, right?
No, I don't think it was.
Sorry, I don't know, man.
I don't know what's happening.
We got 30 more minutes, and by the way, no, that doesn't matter. You know, it's like 30 more minutes and I go on vacation. That's the problem right there. Okay, bye. Volbeat, Dad to Live, All Request Fest, etc., etc.
Are you drunk?
I am. I found some stuff in the kitchen. You should go check it out.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked about Bruce Springsteen's upcoming covers album and heard a little of Baby's Got Back.
Yeah, that was beautiful. We need to play that from now on, his cover.
Might be the best song ever. There's a shark on the street or in a backyard in Florida. I don't know where it was because it was all flooded from the hurricane.
Land shark.
And in one American dollar, Sluggo won. One American dollar for getting four out of the top 10 Halloween costumes.
Yeah, you just kind of threw me that dollar.
Don't
basically.
Spend it all at once.
All right, I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy.
See you in more than a week.
See you Monday.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Hey, watch your language. She's saying.
Who wants to go?
I do.
Who wants to go? Sorry, he started talking. I didn't know. Who wants to?
I do.
Who wants to go?
I do.
To Halloween. To Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
At Universal Studios Hollywood.
What should we do if we
Caller
do want to go?
13-818-955-KLOS. You will get four tickets to experience the nonstop screams of Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios.
I love the nonstop screams.
My favorites.
Don't go alone. So that's why you need to call now. So we'll give you four tickets. 818-955-KLOS.
Let's take a winner quickly.
Oh, right. Yeah.
For Halloween Horror Nights. KLOS. Who's this?
Hi. Name's Anthony.
Anthony, you are caller 13.
Sweet.
Check you out, man.
You got four tickets to experience the nonstop screams of Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Sweet.
Wait.
Cool.
Hold on. We can hear something.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Damn.
There is a stop. There is a stop to those screams, thank God. But not when you get there. Yeah. Have a great time, Anthony.
Thank you very much.
Who wants to go to a party on October 8th?
Let's do that.
It's Heidi and Frank's 10th anniversary, and the station is throwing them a party. And if you'd like to go, you just have to text.
What's the word?
Renee, R-E-N-E.
That's a good word. I like that word.
Text that to 68683. And you'll win your tickets.
Who wants to join us for a party?
Yeah, party, man!
October 8th,
Woo!
The 10th anniversary of Heidi and Frank.
It's happening at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood, and 68683 is the number to text the word funny to. How do you spell funny?
F-U.
Excuse me?
N-N-Y.
Right, okay.
Funny.
68683 right this second. It was on this day in rock, that big brawl between Lynyrd Skynyrd and Blue Oyster Cult, basically on stage, happened in 1974. Maybe you were out there on Hollywood Boulevard when John Lennon posthumously got his Walk of Fame star on this day in rock in 1988. If you'd like to go take a look at it, take a gander maybe this weekend. If you've never seen it, John Lennon's star is at 1750 Vine Street. The Stones' 40 Licks, part of your compilation, your collection of stuff. It was released on this day in rock in 2002.